So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a machlekes Rebbe v'Rebbe Elazar b'Rebbe Shimon, whether lina me'elis b'kiddush adayim reglaim, whether at alois hashachar, at daybreak, the washing of the hands and feet of the previous day is disqualified, and a new washing is required every morning. The Braisa points out that all agree that kiddush yodav v'raglav b'yoyim ain't tzarech l'kaddush b'layla. For Kohen washed during the day, and as Rashi adds, im lo yotza v'lo yisich da'itoy, he did not go out of the Azara, nor did he divert his attention from the Avodah all day, he does not require a second Kiddush after nightfall because there was no Lina. However, the Machlekes is in the case of Balayla, if he was Mekadosh at night, and even if Hayo'imidu makva gabi mizbech kol alayla, if the Kohen was Mekadosh during the day and performed the Avodah continuously all night, in which there certainly was no Hesach Adas, Rebbe holds Tzarech Lekadosh Bayayim, he must nevertheless wash again after daybreak, because lina me'elis b'kiddush adayim reglaim, lina at alois hashachar disqualifies the kiddush of the previous day. While Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon disagrees and holds kibin shei kiddush yodav v'raglav mitchilas avoda, afil mekan bad asar yamim ein tzarech lekadosh. Once the kohen performed kiddush and was not maseich das from the avoda, a new kiddush is not required even 10 days later because ein lina me'elis b'kiddush adayim reglaim. The lina at alois hashachar does not disqualify the kiddush of the previous day. And the Gemara explains that their machlekes is based on the following pasuk in the parsha of the Kir. Bevayim aloyel moed yirchatzu mayim aloyem mustu, oy vegishnim el mezbech lasharis. The word bevayim implies that only each time the kohen enters the Beis HaMikdash, a new kiddush is required, but if he did not leave, a kiddush is not required. While the word begishnim implies that each time the kohen performs another avodah, even if he did not leave, a new kiddush is required. Therefore, Rebbe holds, lina me'elis b'kiddush adayim reglaim, because bevayim and begishnim teach as follows. Bevayim, each morning that the Kehanim enter the Azara, for Begishtam, the new Avodah that was refreshed, with a new fire in the Mizbeach, requires a new Kiddush. While Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon holds, Ein lina me'elis b'kiddush adayim reglaim, because Bevayim teaches that only if the Kohen actually left and re-entered the Azara, a new Kiddush is required. But if the Kohen did not leave the Azara, even if it's a new day, a new Kiddush is not required. The Gemara proceeds with the following question. Amr b'yechnun b'yi ilfa. According to Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon's opinion, that lina does not disqualify kiddush. Does lina disqualify the water inside the kir? Perhaps lay possible lina because hani lamai the kiddush dam reglaim. Kiddush dam reglaim gufay lay possible lina. Since lina does not disqualify the actual kiddush, it also does not disqualify the mekir that are merely designated for kiddush. Or possible lina, because kibin the kaddish lo b'kli sharis mifsali. Lina disqualifies anything that received kedusha saguf from a kli sharis. However, Rashi explains that lina cannot disqualify the actual kiddush, because shahamayim nigvu ve'ein lelina milochel. Since the water on his hands and feet already dried up, there's nothing for the lina to take effect on. The Gemara continues that Ravami and Rabbi Yechanan concluded, according to Ilfa, kemachlekes bezu kach machlekes bezu. There's no difference between Kiddush and Meikir, and regarding both, Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon holds, Ein Lina Me'elis. While Rav Asi Amar B'Yechanan said in the name of Ilfa, Kir Shalei Shaku Mebe'erev, Mekadosh Memenu La'Avodas Lailo, Ulamachar Ein Mekadosh. If the Kir was not lowered into the ground before nightfall, a Kohen uses its water for Kiddush only for the Avodah of that night, but not for the Avodah of the following day. And Rav Asi was undecided as to whether Reb Yechanan meant with Lamachar Ein Mekadosh to Lei Tzarech LeKiddush, on the following day, he does not need to perform Kiddush because Ein Lina Me'elis B'Kiddush, or Lamachar Ein Mekadosh De'ifstulu B'Lina. On the following day, he cannot perform Kiddush with this water because Lina Me'elis B'Mekir. The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from a Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma that states, Ben Katan, Afu Asa Muchne Likir, Shalayu Meimav Nifsalim B'Lina. Ben Katan added a pulley-like mechanism to lower the Kir into the Mayan, the underground spring, at night, so that the water in the Kir should not become possible by remaining out overnight. By lowering the kir into the Mayan, its waters became connected with the Mayan waters and did not become possible overnight. The Gemara initially assumes that the Mishnah must be Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, and he holds lina me'elis b'mekir, because the previous Mishnah there seems to concur with his opinion of bein ha'ulam ul mizbeach tzafin, the area of Mayriv on the west side of the mizbeach between the mizbeach and ulam, from the central line of the Azara to the tzafin wall of the Azara, is also considered tzafin and is eligible for shechitas chatas. However, the Gemara then concludes that the Mishnah might also concur with Rebbe, who holds lina me'elis b'kiddush adayim reglaim, and he also holds bein ulam ul mezbeach tzafin. For a complete review of the three opinions of tzafin, see our review of Yuma Lamed Vav. The Gemara proceeds with another statement of Rebbe Yechanan: kiddush yodav v'raglav l'trumas hadeshen l'machar ein etzarch l'kaddush shekvar kiddush mitchilas avoda. If before the Leis HaShachar, a Kohen was Mekadosh his hands and feet to perform Trumas HaDeshen, removing the ashes from the Mizbeach, then after Leis HaShachar, he does not require another Kiddush because this Kiddush was for the first Avodah of the new day. The Gemara offers two approaches in Rabbi Yechonon. Abaye explains that Rabbi Yechonon holds like Rabbi that Lina Me'elis B'Kiddush Adam Reklayim. However, V'Lina D'Rabbanan he. Since that Lina disqualifies Kiddush only D'Rabbanan, the Chum said, Mekreis HaGever V'Ad Tzafra Le'Pasa Lina. In the short time from when the roosters crow until daybreak, Lina does not disqualify Kiddush. Because to Le'maski, Inshi Adatayu D'Dami K'misha Kiddush Bayim. People will not realize that there was Lina because they assume that this Kiddush was done after Leis HaShachar. While Rav explains that Rabbi Yechonon concurs partially with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds Ein Lina Me'elis B'Kiddush Adam Reklayim, and that Rabbi Yechonon only holds like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon regarding B'tchilas Avayda V'lei B'Seif Avayda. Lina only does not disqualify a Kiddush that was done for Trumas Hadesh in the first Avayda of the day, but Lina does disqualify a Kiddush that was done for Hekta Chalavim, the last Avayda of the day. The Gemara proceeds with the following question, Ibailu. Yitziyu Mao should toil B'Kiddush Adam Reklayim. If a Kohen left the Azara, does his Kiddush become disqualified or not? Perhaps only Lina Le Paslo De Le Parish, since the Kohen remained inside the Azara. We assume that he was not Masiach Das from the Kiddush. However, Yitziyu Paslo De Parish Vasuchi Masach Daite. Since he left the Azara, we assume that he was Masiach Das. Or perhaps even Yitziyu Le Paslo Kibin De Biyadi Lafsu Le Masach. Since the Kohen can re-enter the Azara, we assume that he was not Masiach Das. The Gemara proceeds with a second question. If we are to assume that Yitziyu Lo Pasla, then Tama Mao should toil a Kiddush Dam Reklayim. The Kohen became Tame. Does his Kiddush become disqualified? Perhaps only Yitziyu Lo Pasla the Gavra Chazi, since the Kohen is eligible to return and perform the Avodah, he was not Masiach Das. However, Tama Pasla the Gavra Lo Chazi Vasuche Masach Daite, since the Kohen is currently not eligible to perform the Avodah, he was Masiach Das. Or perhaps even Tumalei Paslik, even the Hadar Chazi, Daklei Vulei Masach Daite. Since the Kohen can become eligible by purifying himself, he was not Masiach Das. The Gemara attempts to resolve both questions from the following Braisa. The Reisha states, Kiddush Yodav Raglav Nitmo, Matbilon Ve'en Sarach Lekadosh. If the Kohen was Mekadosh's hands and they then became Tamei, he immerses them and he does not require a new Kiddush. This implies that Tumalei Paslik. The Gemara explains, Nitmo Yodav Le'Mabayilon. There was no question that if only the Kohen's hands became Tame, the Kiddush does not become Pasul. The question is only if the Kohen's whole body becomes Tame, whether the Kiddush becomes Pasul. And in the Sefer of the Braisa states, Yatsu Arehin B'Kudushasan. If his hands went out the Azara, he does not require a new Kiddush. This implies that Yitziyu Lo Pasla. The Gemara likewise explains, Yatsu Yodav Lo Kimibayilon. There was no question that if only the Kohen's hands went outside, that the Kiddush does not become Pasul. The question is only if the Kohen's whole body went outside, whether the Kiddush becomes Pasul. The Gemara then attempts to resolve both questions from Parah Aduma, regarding which Rav Chiya bar Yosef says, Mekadosh b'klei sharis b'fnim v'yoytze. The Kohen is first Mekadosh's hands and feet inside the Azara, and then goes outside Yerushalayim to shech the Parah Aduma. Apparently, Yitziyu Lo Pasla. And we also see from there that Tumah Lo Pasla, because after the Kiddush they were metama this Kohen in order to diverge from the ways of the Tzedukim who held that the Kohen must be tar. The Gemara explains that we cannot bring proof from Parah Aduma, because regarding Yitziyah, Shani Parah Hoy L'chol Maaseh Abachotz Lo Pasla by Yitziyah. Yitziyah does not disqualify Kiddush of Parah Aduma because the Avodah of the Parah Aduma was done only outside the Azar. And regarding Tumah, Shani Parah Hoy L'tvul Yoyim Lo Pasla. Tumah does not disqualify Kiddush of Parah Aduma because a Tameh who did not receive Harav Shemesh is permitted to do this Avodah.